Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, Jim Jr. and David James have a conversation focused on the recent Southern Baptist Convention. They will discuss the new president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and also they will reveal some very important issues confronting the Southern Baptist Convention in the future. Jim Jr. and Dave James will be Mike's side in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. I want to remind you of my website, prophecytoday.com. I hope you will bookmark my website as we look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Again, that website, prophecytoday.com.
Well, it's that time of the week where we have a conversation with David James. And these conversations are really helping the body of Christ understand where we are, what's taking place, and how they can have a correct understanding of what the biblical response to these issues should be. This week, David James and I are discussing the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention, which took place on Tuesday, which was preceded by the annual two-day pastors' conference. This is always an important event because the SBC is the largest Protestant denomination in the United States. Dave, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, that's right. I think it's good that we're taking some time to just cover it briefly this week. The SBC, is as you noted, is the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. It's the world's largest Baptist denomination, and it's the second largest Christian denomination in the world religion sense of the term in the United States after the Catholic Church. So whatever happens there at the Southern Baptist Convention actually provides guidance for this 15 million member block of U.S. citizens for the coming year, and that represents not only a religious block, but it has historically also represented a large political block as well, as because most Southern Baptists tend to be on the conservative side of things and therefore more naturally aligning with the Republican Party, even though it's not primarily a political body.
Well, in our conversation this week, we're going to discuss a couple of different points. First, Dave, let's talk about the new SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention president, who was elected. And what do you know about him?
The newest president just elected this week is J.D. Greer. He is the pastor of a church in North Carolina. The church that he pastors is the Summit Church in Durham, North Carolina. Interestingly, he is actually a Word of Life Bible Institute alumnus who graduated in 1992. Our listeners who have heard our program many times know that I was with Word of Life for 21 years. That was beginning in late 1987. So he graduated actually the year that my wife and I and our family went to Hungary to be the founding director of the Word of Life Bible Institute in Hungary. So we have the connection there. Even though I've never met J.D. Greer, he has that background. He's also a graduate of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, which he got his PhD in 1999. And back in those years, I believe that if Paige Patterson wasn't there, he did have an influence there. And Paige Patterson was part of the conservative resurgence in the 1980s and 1990s in the Southern Baptist Convention. So J.D. Greer, actually, I think he represents the newer generation among Southern Baptists. The old guard is kind of passing off the scene as time goes by, as we all know. And so he represents the new generation.
He sure does. I talked to a few pastors that had been there. They were really excited about the aspect of J.D. Greer being the new Southern Baptist leader. What were some of the major issues connected with this year's Southern Baptist Convention?
Well, I would say, as I've done my research, you know, I don't personally attend a Southern Baptist church. I have attended a Southern Baptist church. In fact, when we lived in Chattanooga for about 6 months after we came back from Hungary, we attended Brainerd Baptist, which is a Southern Baptist church in Chattanooga. So I'm very familiar with the Southern Baptist conventions. Beyond that, I wasn't there at the convention, and so everything that I know has come from the research that I've done. I was looking at an article on USA Today. They noted that there were at least three major takeaways from the convention. One was in the wake of the Paige Patterson controversy, and we'll probably talk about that in just a moment. But this has to do with the Me Too controversy, the hashtag Me Too controversy, which has rocked Hollywood and with scandals and things where women have been historically mistreated, and it's rightfully so that we should be discussing that. But it seems that Paige Patterson got caught up in the wake of that, and he was slated to be a primary speaker, one of the main keynote speakers at the convention, and he ended up having to back out of that altogether. And so that has been an issue. Another has been Russell Moore, who is in sort of a political and ethics wing of the Southern Baptist Convention and kind of an interface between the Southern Baptist and politics in the United States. Even though many may disagree with his approach, they still support him. And actually, there was some division as to whether Russell Moore maybe should be the next president or J.D. Greer. And of course, like we said, J.D. Greer got that. And then another major area was Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the convention. And that was received well by many at the convention. But another issue was that some people saw it as taking the convention in too much of a political direction. And in fact, J.D. Greer, after Mike Pence spoke, tweeted the following. He said, "I know that's," meaning Mike Pence's speech, he said, "I know that sent a terribly mixed signal. We are grateful for civic leaders who want to speak to our convention, but make no mistake about it, our identity is in the gospel and our unity is in the Great Commission." And I would have to say, I appreciate that response by J.D. Greer. I don't think maybe he could have taken a little bit different tone, because I think it perhaps made Mike Pence look a little bad. But the other thing is, I think there has been too much of a connection between the political right and the religious right, and that historically has not ended well.
Certainly, Paige Patterson, whom you know, I know, Dr. DeYoung knows very well, being forced to step down as the president of the Southwestern Theological Seminary has been a major issue of the past few weeks. Do you think in the last couple of years there have been a lot of knee-jerk reactions within the hierarchy of the Southern Baptist Convention?
Well, it seems that there have been, and I think this is one of the things that they're trying to deal with. They're trying to find some balance, and I think this is one of the things that came out of the convention, because the decision to have Paige Patterson step down as the president of Southwestern there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area actually was done by not even the full board of trustees, as I understand. It was a few of the trustees, and it was while he was out of the country. And in fact, at the convention, as I understand it, there was a resolution put forth to ask those trustees involved with that to step down. So I think, you know, there always needs to be balance, and even the things that he said and did, and the Southern Baptist Convention in general trying to deal with things from their past, the things that he was really brought down for were things that happened 20 to 30 years ago, statements that he made. And I think, you know, you and I both know, we've been in the ministry for a long time, as your dad, Dr. DeYoung, there are things that we might have said or phrased in a certain way 20 or 30 years ago that in today's not only theological climate, but in the particular social climate that we're living in and the cultural climate, we might phrase differently. It doesn't necessarily mean that our views have changed. It doesn't mean that we were heretics in the past and we've moved on to a different position, but it means that we're more sensitive to what's going on in the culture. And I think this is what happened to Paige Patterson, and he just ended up being a casualty of the Me Too movement.
It does look like, and even I haven't heard, Beth Moore had been nominated nominated to feel that, and as a knee-jerk, I think, reaction to try to take care of the Me Too movement and some of the other decisions that they have made. What do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing the Southern Baptist Convention in the coming year?
Well, I found on another website someone who is in the Southern Baptist Convention, and I would also say, too, I have been in contact and in preparation for our discussion today, I've been in contact with someone who actually, in and of their own right, has a very high-profile ministry and who spoke at the convention. I'm not at liberty to share who that was, and it's really irrelevant, but in doing the research and looking at some of the things that have been said by those who were at the convention, one of the things was there is a theological fault line in the Reformed versus Baptistic movement. There's a strong movement within the Southern Baptist Convention, and not just in the Southern Baptist Convention, I would say in conservative evangelicalism as a whole, to try to move evangelicalism to a five-point Calvinist viewpoint. And we can talk about that in just a moment. And the second was that there's a church planting versus church strengthening issue where there has historically been, within the Southern Baptist Convention, a real emphasis on evangelism, and now there is more an emphasis on trying to grow mega churches. There's also the issue between the old guard and the new guard, even in the, not just among the leadership, but in the congregations, where you have the millennials versus the baby boomers, and in between the Gen X group. So moving toward a more digital way of dealing with ministry. There's also issues regarding how you support missions. The Southern Baptist Convention has the Lottie Moon offering, where missionaries are paid a salary versus faith promise. And then there's also, at the average church size, even though there's a lot of emphasis on success and mega churches, the average SBC church is actually only 145 members, whereas there are some multi-thousand member churches. And so this is also a major issue in the SBC convention.
Well, we talked about one of the issues being the Reformed versus the Baptistic theology. Let's talk about that just a little bit further. And why is this such a big issue?
Well, I think it's a big issue when it comes down to evangelism. And as I mentioned, the five-point Calvinism sweeping through evangelicalism. And I think it comes down to this. According to five-point Calvinist theology, a five-point Calvinist cannot say God loves you and Christ died for you, because they believe that God only primarily loves the elect and Christ only died for the elect, and it has tremendous impact on how the gospel is presented and how we do evangelism.
This leads to the question I want to wrap up with today. Where does the Southern Baptist Convention stand in relation to its support for Israel?
Well, I think that's a very important question, because you and I and your dad and ministries like ours, we stand in support of the nation of Israel. And going back to 2016, they made some resolutions, the Southern Baptist Convention made some resolutions at their annual convention that they would stand with the nation of Israel, that they did. Israel does have a right to exist. So I'm very happy with that particular stance of the SBC.
Well, very good, Dave. Thank you so much. Very important information for us to have and the body of Christ to have as we're making decisions every day, and how an organization, really, as we look at their theology and even their eschatology, as Dad always says, your eschatology determines your theology. Dave, we're going to have more on this conversation next week. Thank you so much, brother, for taking the time this week.
Glad to do it. Thanks, Jimmy.
David James revealed to us some very important issues facing the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination here in America, issues that must be considered prayerfully and biblically. God's Word instructs all churches how to operate biblically, and these instructions are found in the pastoral epistles, that's 1 and 2 Timothy. Another church operation manual is found in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. That's the letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor. These two chapters were letters to the churches then, but are letters to the churches today. It's the last word of Jesus Christ to the church, and they are great letters of instruction for the church in the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us this time. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.